It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Fred Bottomer with a look at the week in health. A new report shows a significant drop in breast cancer death rates over the past 30 years, but not all women are benefiting from the advances in early detection and treatment. CBS's Stephanie Stahl has more.
An American Cancer Society report finds breast cancer incidence is rising by 1% annually, with the steepest increase for Asian American, Pacific Islander women of all ages.
Really quite significant difference. So this is something that is causing us concern.
The report also shows that rates in AAPI women under 50 have been increasing and are now higher than Black, Hispanic, American Indian, and Alaska Native women.
The report also shows that Black women are still more likely to die from breast cancer, and white women still have some of the overall highest rates of breast cancer. It may be evidence that vaccine skepticism is spreading in this country. The CDC says vaccination rates for kindergarten students declined last year, and the proportion of children with exemptions rose to an all-time high.
Almost 93% of kindergartners got their required shots last year, a little lower than the previous 2 years. That translates to 80,000 kids not getting vaccinated. The rate was 95% in the years before the COVID-19 pandemic. Experts say that's the ideal minimum level because it makes it unlikely that a single infection will cause a disease cluster or an outbreak. Exemptions for children with medical conditions or for religious or other non-medical reasons rose to 3.3%, up from 3% the year before. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Some progress is being made toward the creation of a new drug to fight a contagious bacterial infection.
A new study demonstrates that a novel semi-synthetic compound can be derived from natural components to produce potent activity against the bacterium which causes tuberculosis. The research team says so far this has only been tested on mice, but assistant professor Jim Sun at the University of British Columbia says it's still exciting given drug discovery is difficult for TB.
We're still relying on drugs that are 50, 60 years old. There's a few new ones that have been more recently developed, but it's still a challenge to find something new that could work against drug-resistant tuberculosis in particular.
The study is published in Microbiology Spectrum,
a global proposal to eliminate millions of preventable deaths in the coming years.
Smoking kills, a message that's hitting home. The first in-depth global forecast suggests that if current declines in smoking continue, global smoking rates will fall to about 21% in men and 4% in women by the year 2050. And global life expectancy will rise more than 4.5 years to 78.3 years. But if governments accelerated their anti-smoking campaigns and got the smoking rate down to 5%, life expectancy would increase an additional full year among males and more than a month among females. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
There's a new test out to help us predict our biological age.
Walking down the street singing,
I feel young today.
Ah, but are your cells and tissues feeling the same? They tell your biological age, and a test called Cheek Age can predict that versus how old you are chronologically. Telehealth says its Cheek Age clock was trained using cells taken from your cheeks with a swab instead of the blood DNA used by most tests, but it doesn't predict when you will die or how. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
And that's a look at the week in health. I'm Fred Bottomer. This is Fred Bottomer with a look at the week in religion. Recovery efforts continue throughout the Southeast in the wake of Hurricane Helene. Earlier in the week, I talked with the Reverend Franklin Graham, president of Samaritan's Purse. His evangelical Christian disaster relief organization is based in Boone, North Carolina.
This is the worst we've ever seen. The flooding that happened last week is just it's almost like biblical in proportion. The roads that are damaged, the infrastructure that's been wiped out, the electrical system, communications. Their entire communities here in Western North Carolina that people haven't heard from in a week, almost a week now, simply because no communication and the roads are gone. People can't get in. People can't get out. And it's just going to take some time. We have a helicopter. We've been flying it all day, going back and forth into some of these remote areas, taking water. And that is a big, big thing. After all this rain, you think nobody wants water. But drinking water is a big issue right now. And so we've been taking water. We've been helping to get people out. Also, we've set up hospital in a remote area that that had their hospital damaged. So we've got an emergency room set up with beds and all the equipment and doctors and so forth. So we're busy, but we're able to do it because we've got a lot of volunteers that come to us from all over the United States, and we couldn't do it without these volunteers. And of course, we go always in Jesus' name. We want everybody we help to know that God hasn't forgotten them and that God loves them. He's not mad at them. But we go through these storms in life, and all of us go through storms in life. But what do you put your hope in? What do you put your trust in? And I put my trust in Almighty God and His Son, Jesus Christ.
Tell us about some of the work the volunteers are doing.
I think some of the biggest work is mud outs. People's houses go underwater, and then when the water goes down, it leaves. Sometimes it's inches, but many times it's feet of mud. And that has to be taken out. There's trees down everywhere. There's some people have their house is okay, but there may be 50 trees down on the driveway getting in, and you have to cut those trees out so they can get out. So it's cutting trees, it's mudding out homes, and repairing roofs. So a lot of roof damage. So we have tarps, so forth, that we can repair a roof and keep a house dry. And we just are so thankful for these men and women that come and volunteer and become the hands and the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ in these communities.
You're not just busy working in North Carolina. Samaritan's Purse has also set up shop in some of the other states affected, right?
Yes, we're working in Georgia and Louisiana right now as well. But we're working in Tampa, Florida, Perry, Florida, Valdosta, Georgia. I was there yesterday. We're working over in Johnson City, Tennessee. So we're working a number of places.
Reverend Graham, what is needed?
We need volunteers. That's one of the big things. We also, of course, always need contributions. But I think more than anything else, we need people's prayers, praying that God will use us and we will be able to help people as God brings them across our path. You can't help everybody, Fred, but you can help some. And what those some that the Lord brings across our path are the ones that we want to help. And right now there's a lot of people out there in the path, and we're going to do the best we can to help as many as we can.
Finally, Reverend Graham, where can people go to help if they want to help?
Oh, thank you for asking. SamaritansPurse.org. Just go to SamaritansPurse.org, and you can see how you can respond and be a part of helping the folks here in the eastern part of the United States.
The Reverend Franklin Graham is president of Samaritan's Purse in Boone, North Carolina. And that's a look at the week in religion. I'm Fred Bottomer.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.